When Gwyn was done listing off all of the awful things that might happen to me, several of which actually have happened to me, of course, she leaned back in her chair, folded her arms across her chest, and stared at me for a long, awkward moment. "So," she said, finally, "does this really sound like the sort of job you'd enjoy?" I gave her what I hoped was a confident smile and said, "Yes, I think it does." She kept staring until I could feel little beads of flop sweat forming on my forehead. Have I mentioned that I really, really needed this gig? I was about to say something about how I'd always been comfortable with risk-taking, how I was confident in my ability to stay alive in the most challenging circumstances, when she leaned forward and said, "Are you a total, irretrievable moron?" That set me back for a moment. "No," I said. "I don't think so, anyway."
"You heard what I said before, right? The whole list?"
I nodded.
"So, when I said acute radiation poisoning, for example, you got that? You understood that what I meant by that was that you might well be called upon to perform duties that would result in you deliberately being exposed to a lethal dose of ionizing radiation? You understood that subsequent to that, you would develop a fever, skin rashes, blistering, and eventually that your internal organs would more or less liquefy and leak out of your anus over a period of days, resulting in what I am led to believe is an exceedingly painful death? All of that was entirely clear to you?"
"Yeah," I said. "But that wouldn't really happen, right?"
"Yes," she said. "It very well might."
I shook my head. "Sure, I might get irradiated or whatever, but I wouldn't have some long, drawn-out, agonizing death. I'd just kill myself, right? Take a pill, close my eyes, and wake up as a new me. I mean, that's kind of the point of the whole backup thing, right?"
"Yes," Gwyn said. "You'd think that, wouldn't you? The fact is, though, that most expendables don't."
I waited for her to go on. When it was clear that she wasn't going to, I said, "Don't what?"